Who Touched the Stars by Aspen Drake. For Monster Stuck 2024, a competition run on the Homestuck Fan Author Coalition Server. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of Andrew Hussey. Kanaya hummed to herself as she strolled down the shoreline, bouquet of flowers cradled in her arms. Each flower had been carefully picked by Fafari to have important meanings to them, spelling out a message Kanaya had requested herself. Red chrysanthemum in its leaves, red tulips, yellow tulips, buttercups, and white clover flowers, all within a protective ring of caladium leaves, with ferns weaving through the whole display. She knew her beloved would understand the message within. She wove through some patches of seagrass and beached kelp as she reached a gorgeous reef cove. The rock she always sat on was clear and dry, with no sign of her beloved in sight. She sat down, adjusting her red skirt delicately. Kanaya looked down at the bouquet. A few of the delicate clover flowers had been shuffled out of their positions by the breeze, requiring gentle attention to move them back into an optimal position. She sighed in relief as the bouquet returned to Fafaria's original arrangement. "Hello there, dear." Kanaya closed her eyes as she heard the song-like voice behind her. "My darling," she greeted, a breathy chuckle. "Are those for me?" Kanaya hummed an affirmative, opening her eyes to the sight of her beloved on the rock next to her. Rose looked as ethereal as ever, bathed in Kanaya's natural glow and the moon's shine. Her tentacles spilled out towards the ocean in a long, inky skirt, glimmering and reflecting the stars. As usual, Kanaya's breath caught for a moment from the sheer beauty. Rose smiled back. If one were to ask Kanaya, Rose's smiles were always something to cherish. She held out the bouquet for Rose to take and inspect. Sharp purple eyes, crinkled at the corners with emotion, scoured the flowers, reading the message within. "You flatter me," she whispered, cradling them to her chest. Kanaya simply leaned closer, gently resting her forehead on Rose's and closing her eyes. "For you, the world," she whispered back. The two soon began looking up at the sky. "Rose, do you ever wish you could just fly up to the stars, just to look back down at the earth?" Rose tilted her head. "I can't say so, but I do know something similar." Rose reached out for her hand, gently tucking her towards the ocean. "Do you trust me, Kanaya?" Kanaya met Rose's eyes. Her beloved had a calculating, playful expression. "With my life, darling," she replied, following dutifully. "Excellent," she hummed. Rose's hand glowed yellow, blinding as the sun for just a moment before she pulled Kanaya into the ocean with a lunge. Kanaya yelped in a rather undignified manner as she was suddenly submerged, but she didn't resist or struggle against Rose's gentle, guiding hands. Rose waited patiently for Kanaya to regain her bearings under the waves now. She was well aware her beloved was a sea witch, but to have a spell cast on oneself brought about a mild dissonance, as the mind struggled to accept that the normal occurrences had been disrupted. In this case, Kanaya needed a moment to overcome the momentary panic of inhaling while under the water. As she took deep, measured breaths and no water rushed into her lungs, her instinctive reaction settled and she was able to look around at the reef. The corals and small fish flitting about glowed faintly in the reflected moonlight. Some fish, much like fireflies, were participating in dazzling displays of bioluminescence as they conducted intricate dances and rituals. A small shark lazily swept through the current as it stayed just awake enough to keep moving while it rested. "It's gorgeous, isn't it?" Rose hummed next to her. Kanaya nodded, speechless. "It only gets better from here, my dearest." Rose reached out her hand. Kanaya took the moment to look at her beloved yet again. Soft blonde hair formed a halo in the water, held back by her ever-present black headband. Her purple eyes glowed, and the stars formerly reflected from the night sky along her tentacles now lit the area with a gentle light. A pendant shaped like the sun rested against Rose's purple scales along her waist, accompanied by an unfamiliar skull. Rose was silent, likely taking in the sight of Kanaya while Kanaya looked at her. After both too long and not long enough, Kanaya reached out to take Rose's hand. Rose began slowly swimming away from the coast. She hauled Kanaya behind her as though she weighed nothing, most likely because for a deep-sea mermaid such as Rose, the weight of a vampire was, in fact, nothing. As the pair got into deeper waters, the reef gave way to sandy ocean floor, dotted with gorgeous patterns created by local fish attempting to attract a partner. The faint moonlight dimmed further as they swam down, but the pair glowed gently enough for Kanaya to still see Rose. They paused at the edge of some underwater cliffs where seagrass grew thick. Rose sat down on the edge, tugging Kanaya with her. "Are you going to be okay with going further down?" she asked, squeezing Kanaya's hand lightly. Kanaya squeezed back.
"Absolutely. So long as you're there with me," she replied. "Always."
There was no hesitation, no uncertainty. Rose squeezed once more before beginning the swim downward with Kanaya in tow. The moonlight soon faded, but Rose dove ever downwards. It didn't take long before all Kanaya could see was herself and Rose.
"Dear, I'm going to let go now," Rose eventually said. "I'll be close by."
Kanaya nodded at her beloved, who, as warned, let go of her hand. Rose moved just far enough away that Kanaya could only see her if she squinted. It was when Kanaya looked away from her that she saw why she'd brought her down so deep in the ocean. Small, glowing stars floated by. Kanaya gasped lightly. An entire galaxy drifted past before vanishing in a blur of light and motion. A pair of stars danced dizzyingly just in front of her face, pausing for a single moment before continuing onward and out of reach. Kanaya reached out cautiously towards a lazily passing star. Her hand met the scales of a small fish. She turned back to Rose.
"Darling, this is..."
She cut herself off. She simply didn't have the words to describe how she felt. Rose swam closer to gently kiss Kanaya's cheek.
"I'm glad you like it,"
she murmured. She tugged Kanaya over to a rock where the two could sit and watch the light display in comfort. Kanaya felt like she'd been there only for a few minutes before Rose sighed beside her.
"The spell's wearing off soon. We'd better get you up to the surface," she said,
already gently pulling Kanaya upward. Kanaya watched the glowing fish flit away and fade out of sight. She was already missing the experience of sitting on that rock next to her beloved, watching the stars dance underwater. Rose delivered Kanaya straight back to the cove where they'd entered the water just as the spell wore off. Kanaya picked up the abandoned flower bouquet she'd brought with her and handed it back to Rose.
"Do you think we could do that again?" she asked. "That was amazing."
Rose smiled at her, eyes crinkling.
"Of course.
Consider it a date," she replied before casting a spell on the bouquet and diving back into the ocean. Kanaya hummed to herself in delight as she left the cove and walked back to her own house. What a delightful date to look forward to.
The Homestuck Fan Author Coalition is a place for authors to write, brainstorm, discuss, and collaborate. Link available in description. Suburban Jungle by Michael Guy Bowman. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find links to other stories that I've read, my Discord server, and various ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.